Hello and welcome. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. Jesus was once asked the question, "What commandment is the foremost of all?" We find this in Mark chapter 12 and verse 28. Jesus was being asked by one of the scribes, "What is the most important thing that should be foremost at the forefront of my life? What is the most important thing for me to do in my life?" And I believe this is a question which is echoed many times around the world by many people today. Sometimes we even live our lives not knowing what it is that we really want to do with our lives. We sometimes finish school and we are ready to begin our lives, but we don't know what to do with our lives. We don't know what it is that we want to do. But in the next few verses, Jesus gives us the answer. He tells us what is the most important thing for our lives, what we should be seeking for ourselves. For in verse 29 of Mark chapter 12, Jesus says, "The foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord with your God, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." And the second is this, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe agreed with Jesus. He said, "Yes, you are right. There is no one else besides God. There is only one God. And to love him with all our being, with all our heart, understanding, with all our strength, is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. There is nothing more important in life than to love God. Loving God is of greater value than anything that we can possibly do. Burnt offerings and sacrifices don't even come close. Sometimes we get so busy doing things for God, sacrificing our time, our strength, our efforts, and yet we forget the most important thing, to love the Lord our God." After hearing this, Jesus responded by saying, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." So now we have two words. We have love and we have kingdom. To love God and the kingdom of God, which means that the kingdom of God is the most important thing in our lives. The kingdom of God is what should be first and foremost in our lives. The kingdom of God is what will bring purpose and meaning to life. So, what does it mean to love God? And what is the kingdom of God? To answer these questions, let us begin by taking a look at the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? We find the answer in Mark chapter 1, verse 14, where Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Jesus was saying, the kingdom of God has arrived. The time is fulfilled. Israel had been waiting for the Messiah, for the kingdom to arrive for many years. For centuries they'd been waiting. They'd been waiting for the promise to be fulfilled. And Jesus stands before them and says, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe. So what is the kingdom of God? It's not what, but who. Jesus is the kingdom of God. Jesus is the embodiment of all that is the kingdom of God. Jesus is the exact representation of God the Father. If you want to walk in the kingdom, then you need to walk with Jesus. You need to know Jesus because he is the kingdom of God. Which is why Jesus answered the scribe and said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. When he answered correctly, what was the foremost commandment? To love the Lord God with all your heart. We are to love the Lord, our God, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and with all of our mind. This is how we love God. Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come, it has arrived. He was saying, I am here. I have come. We are to love God. We are to love Jesus with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and with all of our mind. I've been thinking about this for the last few days. What does it mean to love the Lord with all of my heart? What does it mean to love him with my soul, with my strength, and with my mind? What does that all mean? It means that I seek God's heart for my own life. When we come to Christ, when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus, when we accept his sacrifice on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, we become a new creation. Through Christ, we are joined together with God Almighty as one. We begin to walk as one. We walk in fellowship with God Almighty. We know God. So to love the Lord my God with all my heart simply means I open my heart to Jesus and I seek his heart for my life. I seek his compassion. I walk with his mercy. I let the Father's heart be at the forefront of my life and what I do with my life. I love him with all of my soul. In other words, I love him with all of my heart. I love him with my will and my emotions. I seek the will of God for my life. I surrender my emotions to the emotions of God. I allow his will and his emotions to be at the forefront of my life. And I love him with all of my mind. In other words, we are to live our lives with godly thoughts. Our minds must be filled with godly thoughts, with his thoughts. And we are able to do this because we now have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 tells us that we have the mind of Christ. For in verse 12 it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. That we may know all things freely given to us. Jesus has set us free from this world's fear, from this world's control. So many of us allow ourselves to be controlled, to be governed by what we hear in the news, by what we see happening around the world. Many of us allow fear into our lives as we look around at what is happening in the world today. For we are told in 2 Timothy chapter 1 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In Christ, we can have a sound mind. You see, Christ has released us to walk with joy in the knowledge of truth. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Take your mind off the world and what it is telling you, and listen to what Jesus is saying. Which is why Jesus said in John chapter 6, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." We have the mind of Christ. Receive His thoughts, His words. Seek the mind of Christ and find peace and release from the pressures of life and this world. Seek Jesus with all your heart, mind, will, and emotions. This is how we love God today. Seek His heart. Seek His will and His emotions for your life today, and find release from the darkness of this world. I've been reflecting upon my own life, thinking back, right back to my youth, right through to the present, and I began to see the hand of God on my life. I began to see how He directed and changed my life. Despite all the rumblings of life, despite all the challenges, at all times, I have had the peace of God ruling in my life. Why? Because I have the mind of Christ. I have been joined to His heart, to His will and His emotions. Storms will come in life. They will come in the form of challenges. They came to Jesus. Jesus was found in a boat, sleeping. The disciples became fearful, and they woke up Jesus because a storm was raging. The boat was beginning to be flooded with water and beginning to sink, and they were fearful. They cried out to Jesus, "Jesus, look at what's happening to us." And Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the storm, and it all went quiet. And He then rebuked them for the littleness of their faith. You see, storms will come against you in life, but Jesus, in Christ, we can stand up with His authority, and we can speak to those challenges. We can speak to those storms with the mind of Christ, with His authority, and we can speak in His name and command those storms to be still. It is as we love God that we begin to find our true purpose in life. As the Father will begin to reveal Himself to you. One thing I can say for certain is that throughout my life, Jesus has always had my back. He's always been there for me, to deliver me, to set me free. He has never forsaken me. But as I have drawn near to God, as I have loved Him with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength, all of my mind, as I have presented to Him my mind, my will, and my emotions, I have been filled with the power of God. I have been filled with the heart of the Father. And this has always given me victory. It has brought peace into my life. Will you seek His peace today? Will you call upon the name of Jesus today and say, "Lord, forgive me my sins. Come into my life, that You might be the most important thing in my life. You might be the most important one in my life, that I might walk with Your will, Your emotions, and Your mind, that I would be filled with Your peace today." Well, I hope you have enjoyed this week's teaching. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. And until we meet again, have a blessed week.